How you doing, Ion? Did you like the Frank Zappa, Ion?
Oh,
like
Lord, have mercy. We almost gave up non-physical for you, Bob. It's like a sense of joy and enjoyment. And it comes to that, you have to be a goddamn god for sure. So, Lord.
Loading on for you.
Yes,
he
for you, Ion.
Holding the load. That's what he was trying to get right, precise. It was dynamite. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Ooh, William, this is what y'all have to put up with when we're gone. No wonder you go on to kill yourself. We absolutely understand that. We didn't understand why you'd ever want to separate yourself from this marvelous thing called life and living. Frank Zappa will do it to you. Did it for Gail. Did it for Gail.
He killed Gail.
Where did this God y'all worship so wonderfully? Amazing. Amazing. Go find some good dead gods to worship. It's beautiful.
I want to thank you for introducing me to Reverend James Cleveland. That was a great piece. We will put that in.
That was fine. It was fine. If you get the master, the tempest is raging. When you become into your place of power, the winds and the waves, they'll obey your will. Peace, be still. You can call peace down. And whether the seas or the storm clouds, seas or the winds and the waves or whatever it be, no matter what happens, the ship will lie. You'll be the master of ocean, earth, and skies. They all shall sweetly obey your will. Peace, be still. It's great fun because then you can.
May I ask a very fast question related to what we were talking about? LaRouche. Bob is into reading LaRouche, and you said that changed many things. How would he arrange that? Or is everything Bob reads affecting the hologram?
The tiny note chart. It's affecting the tiny note. All that's its components. Is that what you're saying?
He should have stayed with Janet Neuberger.
I know that name. Can't place it right now, but that's familiar. Oh, you mean LaRouche? You're talking about LaRouche.
He's talking about LaRouche, the quadrant. And he said, what should he do? He should go back to Janet.
Well, let me look that up. Is that his first wife's name? Let's see. Or is it a present LaRouche youth? Janice.
J-A-N-I-C-E.
That's too fast. Yeah. Bob can't do it that fast. Bob can't do it that fast. We know how to do it. J-A-N-I-C-E.
Yes. I never knew the name of his wife. Well, it was in the Wikipedia entry. I never read it or looked at it. Yeah, that's his first wife. I just read LaRouche's biography about that.
She's a psychiatrist. What? You all listening to Zappa, she'd have a psychiatrist, too.
She's what? Half a psychiatrist? What'd you say?
No, she is a psychiatrist. You all should use a psychiatrist, too.
She was a member of the Socialist Workers' Party with him. They got married in 54, lasted about 3 years. They had different views of what was happening with the Socialist Workers' Party. He was trying to do some consulting. She thought he would be really good in business and should go there because she wanted to make some money, but he wouldn't do it. He stayed true to the Dobbs path of just following his own intellectual interests, so he didn't become a commercial guy. So they split by 57. They had one son, and I once met somebody.
Daniel.
Knew LaRouche.
Daniel.
Is that his name? Right. This guy knew LaRouche's son, but I never met them myself. And I was told later in our Finnegan's Wake Society.
He was born in 56.
One of the older women in our Finnegan's Wake Society knew Janice. I don't remember the name she said. Knew it was LaRouche's wife, and said that she'd become an early feminist in the feminist movement.
Came from Eleanor Work.
Is that a psychiatrist in New York City?
No, that's Janice's mama. She was at Work.
So Ian said LaRouche should have gone back to Janice.
Yeah, he should have gone back to his first wife.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm so glad we're still in the LaRouche quadrant, but we got you off of that goddamn Zappa, so it's a good day.
We just do it when you're not there.
Oh, it's yes. So nice. We do it to you in your back. Yeah.
So answer her question.
We did it. You should have been back to Janice. You should have been back to Janice.
Best of.
Ion, describe to Roxy what happens to the universe, or in the chart, which may be assumed the whole universe, when I read LaRouche. Go into some of the details. What happens?
Y'all just came off Peppa. You hadn't even got that shit out of your nose.
You won't talk. Okay, well, you guys can come back to it.
You still got the cocaine in your nose from Frank Zappa, and you want to talk about the holy orifices, Bob? Have you lost your mind?
The China White?
Yeah.
The China White, okay. He's still rolling the bowl, trying to get you meth going on, and going to blow that Brillo down your throat. You ain't got that decibel crap out of your mind. You want to go do something important? You should look at the lyrics to the new song.
All right, Kim. Go ahead, Kim.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
I wanted to ask a question.
Hi,
Ion.
Hey.
Well, there's two things. I don't usually ask personal questions.
We don't answer any of them, so it's okay.
Back when I was about 14 and I was outside the Grand Canyon with my family, we spent the night in a hotel. I woke up practically as soon as I went to sleep. And I felt that my family wasn't my same family. What was that all about? I've never forgotten that.
It was a shake.
It was a shake. So it wasn't my imagination then.
Everything is your imagination, because you wouldn't know it to imagine it.
Yeah, everything is a shake. Shake, I think is what he said.
Yeah, that's what he said.
So what's a shake, Ion?
Something you put on the house.
So she didn't slip into another world and experience another version of her family.
Bart, get the words of that song and put it on the Goober Snatcher. I'm sorry, go ahead.
What was she experiencing? Had she slipped to another world? Saw another version of her family?
Ion Solomon?
Maybe.
What happened to Kim, Ion?
We can't tell her yet. She said she doesn't ask personal questions, and we said we don't answer personal questions. And say, yeah, you want us to answer a personal question that she didn't ask. How does that work, Bob?
Well, you just shouldn't preface your questions with comments. Don't even say, hi, Ion. Get to your question.
You're getting into all this. You line us up. You put the sangle trees, and you get us hooked up with the hanes and the lines and the traces. You put the blinders on us. You blind us, and you say, what do you see, Ion? Well, you blinded us. We can't see.
Okay, I'm going to go off on a completely different question. I've wondered.
No, don't even say that. See, you qualified it, Kim. Don't introduce.
No, not Solomon. The new song. We just put it on the Goober Snatcher.
Ah, I see.
There's,
that's a good one, too.
Ghost cities that are in China, they built so many of them, and so many of them are like exact replicas of the European cities like Paris and Germany.
They're all blowed up.
They're all blowed up.
Hell yeah. Have you been? They all blowed up. And if they ain't blowed up, the bitch can get blowed up. Oh, wait. Did we tell you what was happening? They blowed up. What you're looking at is rear view mirror business.
Rear view mirror.
When they had built these, whenever that was, were they building them for the people that lived in their country?
They thought they were going to make it last, but they didn't know it was going to get blown up, too. They made these safety valves, but they didn't realize they were going to blow up the safety valve.
Oh. I don't even know what to say to that. And you say it's rearview mirror. That says a lot.
It's already passed, done. And now you're trying to gauge your new world for what was. You're trying to look at Margaret Thatcher's world and make a good Tory position. You can't do it.
Wow, that explains so much. Thank you, Ion.
Darling, we will blow your shit up, just like the Falklands.
That's all I have.
So that's, you didn't have anything. You prefaced it too much. Go back to your stuff. Let's talk about your eyeliner. That's what we need to talk about. Do you really like that eyeliner? Is that the eyeliner for you?
I hadn't even considered not using that eyeliner.
You need a finer one. Don't make it broader. Make it tinier. It makes it more sleek. You're trying to sleek it because it's beautiful, but you put too much in it, it's goopy. Then make one that's like a pen that's finer.
It's like a what? A diamond?
Finer. Finer liner.
Okay. I can do that.
And it's fabulous. You can still get it, honey.
Thanks, Hyatt.
Always.
Feel good.
As it should. Finally, Mark's got it worked out. Now, if Frank Zappa had played this song, he might have went somewhere, Bob.
He went many places, accomplished a very successful career, so we're not interested in your disparaging, silly, irrelevant concepts.
So said the dead man's tune.
No, I'm not dead.
Oh, I said a dead man's tune. Zippity zap day.
Yeah. He left a lot of living acoustic space with synesthetic implications.
Oh, yeah, there was a little synesthesia going on for sure. We don't want to bring that back up. We're just now trying to get the purge that on out of your system. It's good. But you do help our game, Bob, because you have a little Zappatime going on. It makes us look good, so that's good. Now, Chase Investol or Andre Crouch or somebody decent, and also that's a very different thing. It could be tough, you know, toughy.
What are you talking about? I missed some of the words.
Eleazar, Bartholomew, Hemingway.
What about them?
That's what we're talking about.
Well, what is the topic?
No, we can't repeat it. You missed it. So in 3.5 to 7 years, you'll get it every day. So carry on, my wayward son.
Ian, let me ask a question, if I could.
You did. Go ahead.
You presented a couple of paydays ago an image of something that you said looks like you.
Oh, my God, we're on the wrong damn show. This is supposed to be cash flow. Jesus, God, we're in the wrong show. No wonder this is so messed up. We can't believe, Bob, you have lured us into another deceitful trap of deception. How dare you drag us in this anomaly, an abomination before a sovereign living God right here. This is payday. Payday? No, it's supposed to be cash flow. Great day. Where is James? Every time James is late, something like this happens. It's terrible.
Did Roxy disappear? Did she get disconnected?
No.
She's been waiting all night having to listen to this ridiculous crap just to have another moment. Oh, boy.
To listen to you again.
It's true. Matty Rose is ready for some dark tone. He likes it. True friends,
okay, Bert,
you in the front. Matthew.
Go ahead, Bart.
The eyes and the face sort of seem familiar. Have I seen that face before?
You have.
Are you talking about the Kabodo, that little doll image?
Yeah, the image that Ian had sent a link to. It just prompted a recall that I thought I had seen that face.
What do you
before.
Call? We like that. Well, we prompted. What do you call? Did you see that on the facial book then?
No, I...
Hey, Bert, let me speak. We talked to Akito this week for a few hours, and that is a Japanese phenomenon. That little icon, it's called a Kabodo or something. And it's all over Japanese toys and things for kids and people, maybe all ages. So it actually has a reference in Japan's anime or iconic animation.
That's nice. We like anime as opposed to
anime. So that's
anime.
What it is, Bert. You know, the head of Bo, the face of Bo is huge. Then he's got this little tiny version of himself, this little baby face.
Kind of like a little Zika baby. They're like a little Zika baby. Got a little virgin eyes, a little bitty head, and a little Zika baby. And they're poking out them big old flopping ears, just like Dumbo ears, and the big old virgin eyes. It looks like they have something that they should have never had. You know, they should have never had a Zika baby. And they think, there you go. That's right.
Zika babies.
Mm-mm. That's the only thing that put a condominium on a Catholic.
Ion, sometimes your humor absolutely is beyond funny.
Do you know why 4 was afraid of 5?
No, why?
Because 6, 8, 7.
Because 7, 8, 9. Do you know why 7 was afraid of 6?
No.
Because 7 and 5 was a registered 6 offender.
Is there anything more that can be said on my seeing a similar visage to that, or not? This was not, it's not related.
In Belize.
In Belize?
Mm-hmm.
My recollection of seeing that face was in, I would say, my nighttime travels. So I was in Belize in one of those travels.
From how in the world do we answer that? If we say yes, then he's magic. If we say no, then he's lost in that gun. Don't know how he got to where it was from it to in the end. So if we just leave him hanging, what do you think, Bob? He'll figure it out for himself? Or should he go to Belize to see if the nighttime space was the space that was in his visceral, knowing, tactile, knowing now? Oh, God, we're back in the damn LaRouche quadrant. I hope you're happy now.
Belize looks like a lovely place, so I would be happy to go there.
If you have a standing army, enjoy your stay.
So Belize is not the vacation spot at the moment.
Unless you have standing army.
I was making a noise. I couldn't hear. Was Ian addressing me?
Uh-huh.
Was he saying something to me?
Yes. We were trying to get you to save him before he got too far off the chains.
Bert, you're saying you saw this little image once.
Well, I saw something similar to the face in one of my, nighttime travels. And Ian said that
ago?
I thought, within the last couple moons, I guess.
Before Ian sent it to us.
Yes. And Ian says that I saw it in Belize.
Okay.
Or I will see it in Belize. Yeah.
That's all you want?
Well, the army, it's not a lovely place to go. But I can go there. I've obviously been there and I saw this, but it wasn't an issue for me to do that then. Was the face communicating something to me, Ion? Or that being?
Do you have a belly button?
Yes.
Can you see it?
Yes.
It's an innie, right?
Yes.
Do you see the round outline around it?
Yes.
Like would be the, if it were a volcano, it would be like the outermost crust before it starts doving into the middle of the volcano?
Yes.
Do you know what Renew is?
Yes.
Take a drop of Renew in the pumper thing and go one time right around your little belly button. When you go to your slumber, and maybe it'll spread it all out for you. And you don't have to go to Belize, and don't go to Nicaragua, and don't go all that kind of stuff to get yourself blown up or something. They're bombing everything. It's not even safe where you are, so don't be strolling off everywhere else. We're not doing the fear thing. We're just saying, Bob's got everything ripped at the seams, so caveat emptor for a few minutes here, y'all.
I will do that. Thank you.
Just one time now. It's like crack. Once you start, you can't go back. So just do a little bit.
You said that folks would begin having sort of ascension experiences, like ascension faux flu, aches and pains and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a symptom or an effect or affect of the chains breaking?
No, it's the amino acid building. Do you know what a Toyota Tercel is?
Yes.
Do you know what a Bugatti is?
A sports car or a bike?
It's a cow.
A cow?
Cow. Cow.
C-A-L-F.
Ara. No. Ara. Ara. C. Let's do it again from the top. Bob, wait, no. C-A-R.
Ettore Bugatti was a French car manufacturer of high-performance automobiles.
Oh, Okay, let's do a metaphor, because you just adore metaphors, don't you?
I'll take literal or metaphorical.
Okay, if you're a little man, that'd be an example of a Toyota Tercel.
Okay.
If you're a god, that would be an example of a very fine Bugatti.
What is the relationship with this car analogy to the either the symptoms or the chains breaking?
Okay, let's do it like this. If you're a Toyota Tercel and you get on the Autobahn and you start doing what a Bugatti does, you're going to stretch the rings and seals in your little metabolism.
So, if you're not, and that is the product of the you said it wasn't the chains breaking, but it's those particular sort of experiences.
Amino acids.
And that's like a little bit of a maybe contrast when you start stretching or working out a limb, working out a muscle.
Yeah, it's like a little bit country, a little bit rock and roll. Whatever happened to Merle Haggard?
I like these Texas references. It looks like Merle Haggard is still here.
Oh, yeah.
Is there a song of his you would pick out?
Yeah, that's easy. The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a young'un's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind, but Mama tried. One and only rebel child from a family meek and mild. My mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning toward the bad that I kept on turning, till mama couldn't hold me anymore. And I turned 21 in prison doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried, mama tried. Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. The leaves on me to blame, cause mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working out without rest, wanting me to have the best, but mama tried. That one, mama tried.
I've been thinking about my mom a lot lately and appreciating her.
Good, you should.
I do.
Dude, he's mocking us, Bob. Listen to him. He's mocking us. You mocker.
I am not.
Mocking
this
us.
Is not a, this is not a mocker.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. You mocker. You said do. You said do.
This is not a mocking tone.
Oh.
When I spoke with you last, you had me moving through Canticles of Variable, and I bumped into the Song of Solomon.
Yes. We like that. We're trying to get Bob there, but it's like the LaRouche Quadrant. Once you get him there, you'll never get him to leave, so we didn't want to send him there yet.
Okay, well, I'm here, and I'd like to know what I can of this. The background on the song is curious. They're not able to pinpoint the source or the author of the song. And they're also saying that, kind of in a Finnegan's Wake manner, that the song doesn't have a structure. Actually, let me give just what the Wikipedia page says is the summary, and then we can, I guess, maybe go off that. They're saying the setting in which the poem arose is debated. Some academics posit a ritual origin in the celebration of the sacred marriage of the god Tammuz and the goddess Ishtar. Whether this is so or not, the poem seems to be rooted in some kind of festive performance. External evidence supports the idea that the song was originally recited by different singers representing the different characters accompanied by mime. And I want to just read a statement about this structure of it. The unity or lack thereof of the song continues to be debated. Those who see it as an anthology or collection point to the abrupt shifts of scene, speaker, subject matter, and mood, and the lack of obvious structure or narrative. those who hold it to be a single poem point out that it has no internal signs of composite origins and view the repetitions and similarities among its parts as evidence of unity. Some claim to find a conscious artistic design underlying it, but there is no agreement among them on what this might be. The question therefore remains unresolved.
We can resolve it.
They're saying that the song is a celebration of sexual love. Now, this is one group's interpretation of it. It gives the voices of two lovers, praising each other, yearning for each other, proffering invitations to enjoy. Is this the case or something similar, Ion?
Whether is thy beloved gone, O thou fairest among women? Whether is thy beloved turned aside, that we may seek him with thee? My beloved is gone down into his garden, to the beds of spices, to feed in the gardens, and to gather lilies. I am my beloved, and my beloved is mine. He feedeth among the lilies. Thou art beautiful, O my love, as Tizar, comely as Jerusalem. Terrible is an army with banners. Turn away thine eyes from me, for thou have overcome me. Thy hair is as a flock of goats that appear in Gilead. Thy teeth are as a flock of sheep which go up from the washing. Therefore, everyone beareth twins, and there is not one barren among them. As a piece of pomegranate, they are thine temples within thy locks. There are 80 queens and 80 concubines and virgins without number. My dove, my undefiled, is but one. She is the only one of her mother. She is the choice of her that bare her. The daughters saw her and blessed her. Yea, the queens and the concubines and all praised her. Who is she that looketh forth as in the morning, fair as the moon, clear as the sun, and terrible as an army with banners? That's chapter 6 of the Song of Solomon. That's much better.
It sounded like you started off saying that my beloved is me and is also mine?
Yeah. Whither is thy beloved gone?
Are the two lovers representing two human creators? Or let me ask this, are there two lovers that are yearning for each other? I want to look up the passage you just spoke. Is that Song of Solomon chapter 6?
Yeah. And we got a song, but we don't want to get Bob too stirred up. He'll get all pissy. You know how he is when he gets that way.
Whither is thy beloved gone, O thou fairest among women? Is this what you just spoke?
Yes.
Okay, whither is thy beloved turned aside, that we may seek him with thee? My beloved is gone down into his garden, to the beds of spices, to feed in the gardens, and to gather lilies. So the beloved to whom this speaker refers, can Ion speak on the garden that they've gone to?
We put it in the Goober Snatch already. And we put it in Bob's inbox, but we don't think he'll play it because you know how he is this time of day.
Hey, Bert, are you doing the Songs of Solomon?
Yes.
And Ion recited one.
Ion recited Song of Solomon chapter 6.
No, wait. He's doing some fucked up poem that ain't nothing, Bob. And then we got him to the real Song of Solomon, which is what this all imbibes.
You're not doing a Song of Solomon, Bert?
I was reading Song of Solomon 1 from King James, and Ion corrected me and moved me to Song of Solomon 6.
Right, to the real deal.
That's all that's been done.
Dan, and we put a song in your inbox, and we put a song on the Goober Snatch, which cleans all that up, because now he's esoterically trying to get the distance between he and he.
You want to hear a song?
There's a song on the Goober Snatch, which is Down to the River to Pray by Alison Krauss.
Yes, I have that, so I can play that.
If you want to, but we don't want you terse. If it's going to piss you off, just let it go, Bob. Just let it go.
No, I'm still warming up. I'm okay.
As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, brothers, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Come on, brothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, fathers, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, fathers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, mothers, let's go down, come on down, don't you wanna go down? Come on, mothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me. Oh, sinners, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sinners, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me.
That's it? That's all?
And I just move forward.
Yep.
In the
there you go.
In the passage. Thou art beautiful,
go.
O my love, as Tirzah, comely in Jerusalem, terrible as an army with banners.
We already read that.
Yeah. You mentioned I wouldn't want to go to Belize without an army, and I just saw the word army again repeated in there.
Mm-hmm. It's hiccuping repeat, hiccuping repeat, hiccuping repeat. And that rolls right into something from St. Zappa about echoes from the burning bush, do me hard in the watermelon hay, or something like that. Echoes. No, that was the chuck wagon gang trying to chuck up Zappa. Mm-hmm. Now all we got was Zweebel. In a moon unit. Imagine bringing a child into the earth and calling it moon unit.
The Song of Solomon just stated this year, the yearning.
New.
Was it written by Solomon or authored by Solomon?
We didn't say. The books of Moses. You don't question the books of Moses. What's up with that? Uh-oh, the Victrola needle's hung again.
Did you,
ever?
Just as a side question, I don't know if this will go on here. Did you mention something about cotton taking on a new importance last week, and were you just speaking about the industry in a financial sense, or were you speaking about the robes?
Well, we said never, and yes, we say things about cotton. They were trying to figure out whether to buy cotton or not. They was trying to make some money checks, but Bob's done got all the money checks, and he'll have to give you the money checks if he wants to have them. But if you can have the bowl and branch brand, you might be all right. Some long fiber Tema cotton is very good. So you get out of that flour mill, Peppy, you get back in the cotton in the roadside, cotton in the ditch. You all pick the cotton, but you ain't going to get rich.
All right, I'm moving on. Another statement that you made was
Damn.
That...
Is he trying to lead the witness, Bob? He thinks it's a witness protection program. He thinks we're actually responsible for the words Bob says. This is hysterical. This will be fun.
You said, Ion, that you were taking minutes, hours, days, and maybe weeks out of our time and that we weren't noticing.
Yep.
If there is no time, you wouldn't be able to remove aspects of it. So is the statement just a non-statement?
Yes, we would. No, we would. Do you have pectoral muscles?
Yes.
Have you noticed they've changed lately?
Lately, as in several moons, or?
Don't know. Have you noticed they're different?
I've noticed my body has tightened up.
Ah, imagine that. Now, was that done in time, or was that done from a muscular vascular juxtaposed position from where it was to where it is now? And if you could answer that question, if it was done in time, then you've answered it. If it was, if it just happened and you noticed it from a spance back to a spance now, that has nothing to do with time. It's just your slow response objective for your muscles being tighter.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Isn't it fun how very literal you are? We adore literacy. That's literal C. Literal C. Not literacy. There's a difference.
Literal C.
Literal C. Mm-hmm. You like it. Because you're literal.
Yes, and I know Ion likes writing never. So I'll take literal C and literal. Right, that process, that shifting or mutating is occurring, I want to say a quicker pace. That's not going to bring time in by saying a quicker pace, is it?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No, it's like Vestal Goodman and God's Own Chariot coming in the morning. Oh, that wonderful day.
This perfection, is it being hastened? Is there a quicker pace? Is that the correct way to say it?
Well, if you listen to Perfect Imperfection with Kevin Gates, you'll figure that out.
Hey, Bert, is your topic your muscles or perfecting
yes,
your muscles?
Yes, the body.
No, it's not. No, it is not. Stop that. Don't lead him astray. You know how easily he is distracted. You'll never get him back. Well, next thing you'll be listening to damn Frank Zippy Zappa again if you do this. Shake yourself and know who you are in God before you start leading Bob astray. He's taking notes. You're going to send him down the wrong rabbit hole. We are not talking about his titties. We are talking about time. This is not titties, this is time. So we're talking about his meat sack body without time.
Okay.
So it was tummy tuck titan. Yeah. You and Sean T.
You mean P. Diddy?
Well, P. Diddy can get it too, yeah.
Which Sean T. are you referring
to? That's like, listen, that's like little Boozy. Don't forget, and Young Jeezy. Young Jeezy's all right too. Yeah, that's good.
Okay, Bert, I'm going to get someone else in.
He didn't finish his thing. We just got up to his titties. Bob, what are you talking about? His chest has gotten tighter, and it wasn't done in time.
Is that a new effect or experience? Are our cells being taken out of, taken out, or is something, I would say that obviously our cells are being affected, but is that a new dynamic, I guess?
Well, we would say it is for you, but then you wouldn't have time to understand it, would you? You
okay.
Use time to gauge it, so if you go at it from that way, we can't explain it. So it's your story. We're just trying to sing along with you.
I'll chew on that. Thank you, Ion. Thank you, Bob.
No, don't chew on it. What are you doing? We just got you right to the edge. Here you go, getting along here, just fixing the nut. You go, oh,
well,
thank you.
I'll go to bed
tell
now.
Me,
don't
tell,
do that.
Tell, what I'm gathering from this is that there's a process that's occurring that's outside of time, but there is no time. So.
The lipids. In the lipids,
okay.
Your body's changing without time. You don't need time to change. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Yeah, the past way of observing the passage of these sort of physical changes or quote-unquote physical changes, it doesn't apply. Things are happening a lot quicker.
That's right, but not for some people. Some people don't even know they're supposed to be ascending. They don't even know that. They think they're a sinner in the hands of an angry God.
For those folks, maybe there's a song they can listen to. Maybe they can listen to Alison Krauss. Start to lead them back.
Well, let's do it from your meat sack, and maybe that'll be easy. Do you know where your tibia is?
No, I'm not familiar with that word.
Okay. Before next week, figure out where that is. And when you find out, find out what happens if your tibia that gets longer. Because yours is. Now, get out.
Yeah, get out. Thanks a lot, Bart. Who's this? 937.
Hey, Bob. This is Kevin.
Hey, Kev.
Okay. You have some questions,
hey.
Kevin?
Yes, I do.
Talk it to me, baby. Talk it to me.
Just a second, Kevin. Just a minute.
Oh, Lord, seconds, times, minutes, weeks, titties. Now, here we go again.
Yeah. Who's that? Blocked.
We have to get a quorum. Kevin, we'll have to get a quorum of the itty-bitty titty committee.
You see that? I'm muting you.
And bloop. It goes bloop. When you hear it go bloop, then you can say, yeah, bloop, just like that. Yeah.
Who's that? Is that Sherry? Sherry Lynn?
Yes, it is.
Hey, okay. Sherry Lynn. Hey, and hey, holla, holla. Hey, hey, hey,
yeah.
Hey.
That's
hey.
Susanna.
Hey, Ken. Hey, Susanna.
Is this
hey.
Nate or Alyssa?
Or Alyssa.
Hear that?
Alyssa, hey. Bloop. You go bloop. You hear that? Bloop.
Yeah, hear it?
Hey,
Nate,
I'm here.
Alyssa?
Nate. Yep.
Nate.
It's
okay.
Nate. Hey, Nate. Hey. Hey, holla.
Who's
hey,
this
Nate.
Here? 917.
This year. This year I am good.
Is it?
Susan?
Hey, Susan.
Who's this? 208.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Good morning.
Hi.
It's Andrea.
Hey, Andrea.
Okay.
Hanging on.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fun. She's like bad money.
And
she
Robert.
Keeps coming back. We like it.
We'll come back to you all. Okay, so we'll go back to Kevin.
It's crazy. All these people are up in the middle of the day, Bob. It's just ridiculous. What the hell are they doing in the daylight hours? I thought vampires went to sleep in the sunshine hours.
Yes, Ion, I'm not a vampire.
No. You're not. Hot damn, let's go.
No.
Well,
all right.
Okay, listen, would you like
hold
to be?
Peace,
we can help you out.
Hold your peace, Ion.
What was that again, Ion?
Yeah, we can hook you up if you want to be.
No, thank you. Hey, I really like your conversations about printing money with Jermaine. They're really inspirational to me because I'm
good
working on my personal business and my personal printing.
Oh, isn't that fun? Do you want to talk about it a little bit?
Yes, I would like that.
Would you like it copyrighted? Okay, we're going to copyright for you. Copyright, go ahead. Now you're all copyrighting.
I want to know a fair and beneficial compensation for the project I'm working on right now.
What are you willing to do for it? That's fair and equitable.
I'm willing to do some marketing, some sales, and some web development. So all that together each month, and I don't know what to charge this guy.
Okay,
the guy I'm working with,
what's he willing to pay?
He wants to give me a percentage of the profit, and I would rather have a monthly flat fee.
What's the percentage?
It's negotiable.
Well, now we're negotiating, huh? Can you do it like Hillary Rodham Clinton?
Well, erase a bunch of emails?
No, get paid $625,000 to talk to Morgan Stanley that went out of business for a 20-minute speech about how nice bankers are.
Well, that would be ideal. I'm not sure if my customer would go for that, though.
You don't want your customer to go for it. Do you think Morgan Stanley really wanted to pay her $625,000 to make a damn stupid speech? Are you nuts?
No, not at all.
So you make it into a position that your customer offers you $625,000 to run his little looky box business.
Okay. So stick with the flat fee.
So now, is it $625,000 a day, a month, a quarter, a year, twice a quarter, bi-monthly, is that every other month, or bi-monthly is twice a month? We never could figure that out.
It's once a month. It would be a once-a-month fee.
Is $625 fair?
It's beyond fair. $625,000 for me?
Are you nuts? You'll fuck for free, won't you?
Yeah. See, I enjoy what I do so much.
Damn.
Well,
then give it to him for free. Then give it to him for free and say, okay, you're responsible for $625,000, and everything over that you pay me a percentage, 5% off the top. Call it a day.
So flat fee and then a percentage off the top.
Mm-hmm. And gave him a break
that
to show him how good
team.
You are. Now, don't run around here nutting too quick. You got to get him satisfied. Do you know about the little man in the boat?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I've
got
gone
to
your sex ed class before, Ion.
Okay. Well, then you should know. If you knock the little man out of the boat, he'll give you whatever you want. But you give him a grace period of a month or a minute or a day or whatever. Make sure you knock the little man out of the boat. Then all of a sudden, they'll say, okay.
I want to know how I would do that in a business transaction without having physical contact with him, Ion. Business-wise, how would I knock him out of the boat?
Are you nuts? You never had the art of the deal? You should go to Trump University and learn how to negotiate. You can make them cream their panties. You make it so irresistible. Do you know how to play poker? You goad them in, you bring them in, you lay it down, you show them how they're superior in every way, you let them put all their money in the pot, and then you lay down a royal flush. Silly.
So I have to describe how he's hitting it out of the park, and then just trump him.
Well, you're not trying to consume him, you're trying to nut in his butt. Then you can get what you want.
Okay. All right.
Well, that's the point. The thing you're bringing to the table is your part. What is your part? Your part is the dominant part. Your part is the one that's running it. You're the part that does everything. You're trying to make him rich. If you make him rich, he'll give you whatever you want. And if you're not sure about that, then you're not the man for the job in the first place. You'll disappoint he and you, and then you'll think, well, he took advantage of me, and we were splitting this, and we were doing that, and now we don't get nothing. Get over it. Move on.
Yeah, I don't want to take on that position. I just want to make sure I'm not enslaving myself.
Well, that's the whole point of erections, isn't it?
Slavery? Ion, I want to know the connection between erections and slavery. You lost me there.
There is no slavery, but the one-eyed monster tells you more about what you're going to do in your day than you do.
Yeah, I will give you that.
Well, yeah, okay, so now all of a sudden it's clear and been made, now it's known to you, now you got it all figured out, just follow your dick, you'll be all right.
Okay.
Well, think about it, if you take this from a literal perception or a quantitative position, this is the simplest thing ever. What do you want to do? Do that. If you do it right, you don't care who you do it with, it'll be fun. If you do it right with the right person, they'll love you up, they'll even love you back, that they'll want it too, and then you'll want it too. This is the whole thing, this is what business is. Don't you realize it's just a misogynistic foreplay of engagement. You think people do these things called business because they're jiggy and they want some damn debt? It's the most ridiculous thing. That's why welfare seems so pleasurable. They'll pay you to sit home and do nothing. You can just nut any way you want to. It's all good. Now they made it against the law even saying that you notice dogs and cats is laying together, so you can do whatever you want to do all of a sudden.
Yeah, my business acumen is a little rough. I'm more into just building and creating. That's why I wanted to check with you and see what your angle is.
Tell us what business acumen is.
The way a person conducts business. I'll look it up just to make sure.
Look up Megan.
Is keenness?
My name is No.
Business acumen is keenness and quickness in understanding and dealing with a business situation in a manner that is likely to lead to a good outcome. So keenness and quickness in understanding.
Okay, and that answer is Megan Trainor's No. That song tells you how to do business.
I will listen to that today, Ion. Thank you very much.
If you talk to Bob, sweet, he'll pay for you right now.
Okay. We're moving on, Kevin. Thanks a lot. Thanks for helping.
Thanks, Ion.
Did you get it?
Thanks, Bob.
You learn about this. You learn about this. You learn about this. And if you do it like she did it, then guess what? They'll be saying thank you.
That's good to hear.
All right. Do you have any questions, Doug?
This is Heather. I just borrow my brother's phone.
Hey, Heather. Hey, Heather. How you doing? Hi.
I guess I'm all right.
You are too.
I am all right. How about that? There's some debate going on who wrote this manuscript that they found in Henry Houdini's stuff called The Cancer of Superstition. He commissioned Lovecraft and this other guy, C.M. Eddy Jr., so they don't know who wrote it. This manuscript that they're going to auction off to you. Can you tell me who wrote it?
It goes back to The Shadow over Innsmouth.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
We know. And that's where it goes to.
I don't know. I can't remember the whole story. Something like, Houdini came to Lovecraft and wanted to commission him, and Lovecraft didn't think much of him or whatever, but they both had a dislike of fake spiritualism, these, fake seances or whatever. I guess the majority of those were fake. So they were working on that together, I guess.
Why are you interested in Lovecraft and what you're describing?
That's just one of my favorite authors. Where is Lovecraft now? Did he ascend, or did he just go to another world, or hanging out somewhere else?
He's in Brunswick.
What does he think of all the kind of the crazy people that put on costumes and, form cults about his made-up characters, or are they made up?
The one who really wrote it is called Timon Sergial.
Okay, I don't know who that is. What's that about?
No one knows. That's why we just told you, because no one knows.
Yeah, I didn't necessarily think he wrote it, because... I don't think he had one to have all that much to do with it. I think he might have wrote the foreword or something to it.
No, that was John Payne Collier. Come on.
I'm out of the loop.
Well, next thing you're going to say that Thomas Shadwell, well, Sir John Thomas Shadwell, you're going to say he did it too. That's ridiculous.
How did Lovecraft think of these characters? Was he seen into
fondly.
Another, like... Did he portal? I mean, where did he came up with these characters?
No, he didn't. They came to him.
Okay, so they exist, right?
The oppression of the heat-oppressed brain.
Okay, I don't know what that is. Kind of a parallel to that.
Oliver William Bourne Peabody. Mm-hmm.
How does that relate to it?
They are related, yes.
They're related blood or something.
He's so funny.
I guess I also want to ask, kind of on a similar vein, Lovecraft wrote a story, Pickman's Model or Pickman's Muse about this, person that's seeing these monsters or whatever. H.R. Giger was one of my, favorite painters, whatever, and he kind of acted like he was getting these images from another world or whatever, how, he would just sketch things from his nightmares or whatever. Do those types of creatures exist? The creatures he was sketching? Because I used to have, dreams about them, not so much anymore, but very similar to the alien or whatever, and I've always been, really fascinated with that image, like it's familiar to me. And it kind of reminds me of Lovecraft's Night Gaunts or whatever, the faceless, black, slithery, slimy things.
That was a request of Catherine Lorillard Wolfe.
Oh, that he wrote that?
Yeah, it's a bequest of Catherine Lorillard Wolfe.
Yeah, I don't necessarily know all these references.
Bryson Burroughs was included, but that was long after P.A. Cott went to painting. Well, darling, you drug us down this rabbit hole. We were just trying to tell you something. It's all right with us.
Okay. I just don't know the reference.
But now it's in the thing forever, ever, ever, and there you go, way to go, wherever, and then you go, okay. And the next thing you go to get to Edmund Bloom, if it's that ridiculous.
Okay, so we'll move on, Heather. You have nothing you want to know?
I just want to know if those agents exist, you know.
You have
people,
nothing you want to know. My name is no. My sign is no.
Yeah, what are you saying, Heather? What do you want to know?
Those creatures, you know, have nightmares about or whatever. If they do exist, where are they? What do they want? You know, just are they just around some other dimension? Are they in former humans? Are they?
Hey, make it a simple question. Are you experiencing them?
No. You know, years and years ago, I seemed to have, you know, nightmares about aliens, and I was just
she was chasing them.
I was chasing them. So I was just wondering, where are they, or what are they, or, you know.
Okay, hold it. What are they? Just stop.
What are they?
Let them answer.
There you go. What are they? What are they?
Old friends.
Old friends?
Okay, we're going to move on, Heather.
Okay.